And my right's in right at the end of your nose. In other words, so how my rights, I shouldn't infringe on your rights.
Mm-hmm.
And you shouldn't infringe on my rights to have your rights. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And everybody talk about, I want my rights. I want my rights.
Uh-huh.
But, just like they get a man on a stand and kill somebody. Well, we got to give him his rights. We got to give him his rights. What about the person that he killed?
Mm-hmm.
What about his rights? He had the right to a life and happiness. But that man, I snubbed it out. And then we go to talk about his rights.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mixed up world, isn't it?
And they end up getting off, don't they?
Yeah. Usually. Just because of his rights. Police didn't tell him of his rights when he arrested him. To keep him from killing somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Just let the lights go out in New York, and what happened?
Looting. And they say it was because they were hungry.
Because they were hungry.
And they were taking TV.
They weren't hungry when the lights was on, was it? Or when they thought somebody was going to get them.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It's mixed up. I don't know. Back when I was a boy, we worked here on this old farm, get out here and plow a mule all day long. Get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and plow, get in the field by daylight and plow till noon, come in and eat. Rest maybe an hour and go back out there in that hot sun. Stay out there till nearly dark. My daddy could always find something for us to do. We didn't have any money. A quarter looked like a $50 now, back then. We didn't have money. We'd get a couple of pair of overalls a year and a pair of shoes. Mama usually made our shirts. And we got out there and worked. We had to work too. We didn't go out there and play. We had to hoe, take a hoe and hoe cotton, corn, plow the mules. Then we had to pull fodder, pick cotton, make syrup, make a garden, pick peas, all that stuff. We had to make everything practically that we made, that we lived on right here. We had to make it. If we didn't make it, we didn't have it. Mm-hmm. There wasn't no relief to go through to get it. You didn't have it. But you didn't make it at home. You didn't have it. There wasn't no, everybody worked then. And there wasn't no relief. There wasn't no big government deficits either. There wasn't no income tax, because didn't nobody make that kind of money. But the government hollers now about inflation. Well, they're the cause of inflation. Deficit spending. Deficit spending will cause inflation. And another thing, they holler about salaries going up. Well, every time a salary goes up, well, the government gets 20 or 25% of every dollar that the salary goes up.
Mm-hmm.
That there's income tax, all right? The state of Georgia talks about we can't do this, can't do that, can't do the other. Well, the sales tax was put on in 1948, and they said we'll never need no more money for school. And I bet you can't ask the person in the capital of Georgia what goes with the money now. I bet it goes right in the general fund and they dish it out wherever they want to. But it was passed for schools. 1948. Well, every time inflation, you go to the store to buy something,